An international relations expert, Aibad Ibrahim, has described the Syrian peace talks which opened today in the Swiss city of Montreal as an exercise in futility. He said he does not expect any meaningful outcome due to the entrenched positions adopted by the Assad government and the main opposition. He called on the UN Security Council to rather support President Assad to stabilize Syria. Mr. Ibrahim spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
In the resolution of the Syrian crisis, you can't have a half-hearted approach. You either drink deep or you do not taste at all. And therefore, I think this, you know, current conference is a fruitless latter-day talk show that will not lead anywhere, because the ambitions and aspirations of the people who came out protesting against Assad was that they wanted liberty and they wanted democracy and they wanted a dictator like Assad to leave the political scene. But with the current rebel-on-rebel attacks in various parts of the north, in the cities of Aleppo, the city of Deir ez-Zor, the city of Hama, this man's forces have been able to dig in and they've consolidated their gains in large swathes of the country now. So Assad will go into these talks from a position of strength, not from a position of weakness. And for as long as he has the upper hand on the battlefield, he will not be ready to make any compromise. And therefore, we would be living in the fool's paradise to think that Geneva II will resolve all the political quagmire in the country. Because Assad now, he has given two directives to his delegation that has cruised into Geneva today. That one, he's not relinquishing his post as president, which is a precondition that has always been given by the opposition forces. And number two, he says he's not ready to share power. And therefore, I don't see the importance of sitting around the negotiation table when the very aspirations and the reasons the people came out to protest against such a dictatorial regime will not be met at the end of the day.
What, in your candid opinion, should be the way forward?
There can't be a gray area. There can't be a middle path. So there can't be a half-hearted approach to the resolution of the conflict. So do the honorable thing by helping Assad stabilize his country, because the UN Convention is against the toppling of a sovereign government. Or help the rebels as you have done since the beginning of the conflict.
International relations expert Aibad Ibrahim talking to Bubu Klinogo.